This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shootdown of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said in Jerusalem, quote, "Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness." He said, "Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go." Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. And the president says he's delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally. With more on that, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and will provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea state media releasing a still image said to show Kim Jong-un reading a letter from President Donald Trump. Kim saying, with satisfaction that the letter is of excellent content, according to the Korean Central News Agency, appreciating the political judging faculty and extraordinary courage of President Trump, Kim Jong-un said he would seriously contemplate the interesting content, that according to the agency. This is VOA News. The Associated Press reporting Ethiopia's government foiling a coup attempt in a region north of the capital, Addis Ababa, and the